You have to know and accept the fact that there is no other way to eternal life, to God our Creator, the one who made heaven and earth, except through Jesus Christ our Lord. Everybody say one way. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you get anywhere out of your immediate vicinity, you're going to hear people say, that's the only way. Who is Jesus to think to say that he's the only way? Who is he to say he is God? What about all the other, I wouldn't even call the religions, but what about all these? Aren't they gods? You know, I think it's Isaiah or Jeremiah, I don't remember which book, but it's talking about how foolish the people were. He said, you go cut down a tree, you build your house and you live in it, you make your boats and your ships and you ride them on the sea, and then you shape them into your gods and you bow down and worship them, and you take the rest that's left and you heat your house. There is only one way. Now, we don't have that kind, but this technology, and before technology, it was something else that have become a god to too many people. Amen? Amen. So what we're going to do, get rooted and grounded in the word so we can help them get rooted and grounded in the word also. Amen? Acts 4:11-12. This is the stone which was set at naught of the builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Tell me, whose report will you believe? I keep saying this, and I believe Holy Spirit would have me to say that, because somewhere soon, somebody in this room is going to run across somebody and say, how do you know? Have you ever seen Jesus? Have you ever seen God? How do you know there is a God? And so you have to have that foundation of faith so strong that nothing can sway you away from it. John 14:11, Jesus said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Hear God the Father, hear Jesus the Son, and hear the Holy Spirit, because they are three in one. You don't have to struggle to hear or to do things through your own strength or knowledge. Say, I thought I couldn't do it, but I'm going to find out that I can. Shout amen. Amen. Jesus himself said in Luke 12:12, for the Holy Ghost, say Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, say Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. John 14:26, but the Comforter. You know, some people say, well, you know, I don't get up. I don't like to get up in front of people. The Holy Ghost, if you will pray, if you will seek his face, if you will put his word in your heart when you come out of your mouth, it'll be what God sees. Amen? Amen. He said, the Holy Ghost will teach you what you ought to say. John 14:26, but the Comforter, say Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, say Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and shall bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said to you. So I admonish you tonight, hear God, receive and obey his word, and go on the road of victory in every area of your life. We sang that song, Victory is Mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine today. You've got to know that victory is yours through the word, through the Holy Ghost, through hearing the word of God, through saying what God says, through seeing yourself through God's eyes, through seeing him through yourself through the word. And whatever the word says about you, that's what you say. Amen. So that's what I say, what the word says. Hallelujah. How do you do that? You get to know the voice of God. You know that you know the voice of God. How do you get to know the voice of God? How do I know Therese's voice? been around the child for years. His wife just turned 21, and he's a month older than she is. I told her, when she sent that, he said 25. And I texted her back and I said, you better enjoy this 25, because next year you're going to be, Glory to God. You have to know the voice of God by spending time with him in his word and in fellowship with him and in prayer, and then being filled with the Holy Ghost, building yourself up on the most holy faith, doing what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. You got a problem you don't know how to answer, and you prayed everything you know to pray, and then you just shut yourself off and you start praying in the Holy Ghost. Say, I'm going to believe God's report because God said, Holy Spirit will teach me all things. Holy Spirit will show me things to come. Hallelujah. You ever had a situation and you didn't know what to do, but you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. You begin to say the word of God, and you keep saying the word of God, and you find that the word of God leads you to victory. Hallelujah. We're commanded in 2 Timothy, I read that already, to study to show ourselves approved. That's how we're going to get that victory. That's how we're going to be able to believe the report of the Lord and not some other report that comes our way. I don't care what the situation is. If you get a hold of the right word, you get a hold of thinking higher according to the word of God. He is high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. And then I'm seated in heavenly places with him in Christ Jesus. So I don't think low. I don't act low. You might say, well, you're trying to act high-minded. I'm acting what I am. I meant to look it up, but I didn't get the king's name, but it was somewhere in France. This young guy became a king at a very young age. And the revolutionists, they didn't want him to be king. They wanted to cut him off. And so they knew they couldn't kill him. You know, they would be caught at that. So they tried to give him all kind of dainties and all kind of sinful, evil things and everything before him that wasn't right. And he wouldn't bend and he wouldn't buckle to any of it after trying and trying and trying to get him to do something wrong. And they said, why wouldn't you do it? He said, I could not do that because I was born to be a king. You were born of the king of kings and the Lord of lords. So whose report will you believe? Have you heard of a poor king that didn't have enough? Solomon had more than enough. David had more than enough. All through the Bible, the kings had more than enough. Jesus left the very throne of God with everything to become a man. But then he returned to the throne of God and now sits at God's right hand making intercession for me. Thank you, Jesus. I believe the report. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.